This episode is titled Setting the Tone, and you can also visit my blog and read a little bit more about this and others at apothecaringgen.com. That's apothecaringgen.com. So, today's episode, like I said, episode 2 of Random Thoughts on Useful, Setting the Tone. And it's basically all about perspective. If you haven't watched episode 1, please do. It kind of outlines like what this episode, or not this episode, but what this podcast is about, what my intention is with it, and the little segments I get to have with amazing, amazing people that are just so kind and generous to share their time with me and us. So please go and watch that first, or listen to the first episode, which is titled Start Here, and then please come back and pick up here. This one, all about setting the tone, like I said, in perspective, and about your mindset. Literally every single thing in this lifetime on this planet is first determined by our mindset, which is usually determined by our perspective or perspectives, which are usually influenced by those closest to us, both emotionally and in proximity. Once I realized I no longer had to do or continue doing the things that no longer served me in a positive way, letting go of the expectations of everyone and everything around me, I finally began to feel the feeling of suffocation leave my body. I learned to dream for the first time in my life. Until then, I was a realist, priding myself on seeing things and people for what they were and their realistic potential, given my previous experience of them or, you know, science. Never really allowing myself to pray outrageous prayers, let alone selfish prayers. There's just so much I've learned over the years of bouncing around like a pinball from one sport, job, interests, relationship, business, to the other. People are fucking weird, man. Life is fucking hard sometimes. But what I've learned is, like, it really does not have to be as hard as we make it. Every book I've read, and they all basically boil down to the same basic principles of how to do life. And it just, I don't know why we make it so, so, so difficult. So, anyways, obviously, I cuss sometimes. If this offends you, I completely understand, but this also means we probably aren't the best fit for one another. Unless, of course, you're all about growth and serious about gaining some new perspectives and ready to step out of your comfort zone. And, you know, take control of your life. Maybe even for the first time, like I'm trying to do. This is kind of a walkthrough of what I'm trying to do with my own life and what I see that works and what doesn't. Of course, everything doesn't work for everyone, but it's, you know, gaining a new perspective, which I can tell you has definitely helped me as far as coping with this crazy, crazy thing we call the world and life that we're living. So, if you, perhaps, are, in fact, ready to grow, then we're definitely right for each other, and you should definitely continue listening. What I intend to do is interview, like I said in the beginning, multiple amazing, just stellar individual type people that I think have a lot of really cool perspective to lend and share with the world, and a lot of inspiration, a lot of inspiring people. So that's what this is about, and there's definitely more to come, so stay tuned. And I haven't really come up with a schedule yet. I mean, I do have some interviews scheduled, but as far as when I'll be releasing what, I'm not certain. But what you can do is go to my website and sign up for my newsletter, sign up for my podcast notifications and my blog notifications. So you'll kind of stay in the loop on when I post what. Also, Instagram, I probably post there more than anywhere, and I plan to, I don't know, maybe try to promote some of my, you know, blog posts and podcasts and things like that on there. I kind of shared a screenshot of me listening to the first episode of last night and got a little bit of interest today, so that seemed to work well. Apothecary Gin is, you know, it's all about mind body business, so I encourage you to, you know, check out my Instagram and then my website as well, Facebook a little bit too, and I have some private groups that you're more than welcome to join. I'd love to have some inspirational, motivational, positive people a part of that, mostly women so far, especially women that are either, you know, parents or entrepreneurs and or that have some stuff to share about that, you know, life hack type stuff, as well as people that are entrepreneurs, anybody with millennials or a millennial themselves. I believe the millennial generation is our future and that we need to be investing in them more than any other at this moment, except for the young ones under them coming up, watching every move they make. So we need to be investing our time in our youth. We've kind of, you know, prided ourselves on the sink or swim kind of mentality and these latchkey kids kind of raising themselves type stuff. And yeah, you know, it hurts. I mean, you can be successful at it regardless, but it's not, we can do better. It's that simple. So my intent with this podcast is just to bring awesome role models on and share what we know and share the love and share community and be there for one another. So thanks for listening. We'll talk soon.